Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 270. The most powerful message that you can deliver is spoken by the way you live your life. The most powerful message that you can deliver is spoken by the way that you live your life. Now, originally, I was going to title this, Watch Out for Flashing Loud, A Quiet Life is an Abundant One. That was based off of a post I did the other day, and I do want to talk about that. And then this morning, I had posted on Instagram, and I had said that in a world that creates a lot of noise through words, the most powerful message that you can deliver is spoken by the way you live your life. Or follow through, right? In a world that shows off everything, be the person that confidently stands in their value and worth, one that avoids undue attention, one that shares mindfully and meaningfully. So the other day I had posted, some wisdom for Mother's Day, wisdom that I had learned from my mother over the years, paraphrasing some of her points, others that she said directly. And, you know, watch out for flashy, loud people. They need too much attention. A quiet life is an abundant one. And I also believe that this plays very well with the most powerful message that you can deliver is spoken by the way you live your life. Now, originally, what I wanted to say about, you know, a quiet life is what I want to say about this episode is I'm not saying don't enjoy nice things. Of course you should. I'm not saying don't have a life. I'm not saying don't share good news with the world. And I'm not saying don't celebrate your wins, right? And the reason I bring this up is because I'd also done a post on social media back at the beginning of March that has since hit like 10.1 million views. And it was several guys talking about, you know, not partying, not drinking, that they keep more of a quiet life, a small circle, and all these things. And I talked about that. And so many people got it. There were quite a few people who didn't as well. And I think they're saying, oh, that's boring. Oh, you know, that's not a life. You know, that's isolation. That's complete isolation. And it's all these things. And I totally get where they were coming from because, well, they were probably triggered in some way thinking about like maybe they're not making the same choice. That's really where I wasn't going with that. But I definitely, what I like about a quiet life is the following. What I'm going to basically bring up here is, you know, flashy and loud is often an overcompensation. We're going to talk about that. The second thing is, if you welcome too much attention, that's exactly what you will get. And the third is, you can tell a lot about others' character based on how they treat you without knowing what you can do for them. And the final is, the wealthiest people you know aren't necessarily showing you everything they have. And I've got a couple different examples of things like this that I want to talk about. And so there's obviously a lot in here, you know, and the basis of, like, you know, the most powerful message that you can deliver is spoken by the way you live your life, because we can use a lot of words, we can use a lot of flash, we can use a lot of visuals, we can brand anything, but how you show up, how you treat people, what's your character, not, you know, showing everything that you have, not using that also to potentially get external validation. You know, all these things lead to an actual very abundant life, right? And I've been very fortunate that I've had also some mentors who are unbelievable, very, very humble, very grounded, very peaceful, very good with money, very good with their lifestyle. And they're not trying to get all the attention in the world. Now, I'm not saying don't build your mission. Clearly, I reach a lot of people online and all these things. And, you know, and I always encourage people to, like, you know, share your mission with the world. Absolutely. Publicly of service, private life. Publicly of service, private life. Right. And that's also because a private life is also an intimate one with your spouse or family or close circle. It's reserved for, you know, those, you know, in-person, personal relationships that are very loving and very trusting and very, you know, growth-oriented and very grounding and very peaceful and very learning and very, you know, they're multifaceted, right? So the first thing I wanted to bring up is, like, whenever you see very flashy and loud, it, you know, potentially I find it can be an overcompensation, any number of things, right? Sometimes, and the people may have it like that, but maybe it's like, hey, look at me. I need your validation. I need your approval. I need your approval. It may not be said that way, but that clearly, like, you can just have it and, like, be okay with just having it, you know, just be like, cool. Like, look what I've done. This is amazing. Like, God bless. But, like, you don't need to, like, you know, advertise it to get, you know, to show that you've, you know, some of the people that I've come across throughout business, especially, you know, where they thought that those things I would care about, like, oh, I did this deal and this is how much I made and look at me and, you know, and all this other, and it's funny because I would talk to them like, oh no, it's cool, like, either way, as long as you're happy, like, I got you. And one guy actually was like, well, I'm can't say I'm the happiest, but you know I probably learned to be more happy. And I was like, wow, like, okay, you know. And it was funny how I was able to, like, get that out of him. And, you know, we ended up having a good conversation. And, you know, and I found that a lot of time, well, based off of his background, you know, there are a lot of people said he couldn't do it, that it would never happen, and that he was useless. And, like, so he was basically using a lot of his childhood traumas that, as an older gentleman who finally had made it, you know, and done really well, it was kind of like his way of saying, like, see, I told you all. And, you know, I said to him, listen, I'm like, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. The fact that you did what you did in general is, like, amazing, and you were probably already born for that anyways. And all those other people who said they couldn't do it, you couldn't do it, they're just a catalyst to show you that you can, and you trusted in yourself, and that's all that matters. And the dude was like, where were you, you know, years ago? You know, it's the most random conversation. You end up having so many random conversations in life, right? You all know this. I mean, think about the most random conversations you've had. But I really appreciated the guy, like, ended up being very, like, open and honest about the whole thing. And I was like, I told him, I was like, you know, I appreciate you, like, actually taking my input. And he's like, well, I appreciate you being, like, really real with me. Because he'd been around so many, like, yes, people who were, like, kind of what he was putting out, he was also attracting back, right? And he didn't always attract good people either. And this leads to my second point. But before I get to the second point, again, people can, maybe it's because it's about their value, maybe it's about their worth, maybe it's about attention, they're needing attention, because maybe they're just not sitting with themselves, or maybe slow is boring and it's too quiet and it's like, well, I need to be doing something. It's like, well, you could just be also relaxing and enjoying the fruits of your labor. And how can you expand? Like, we're a conduit. That money comes to us, it can work through us, and we can create other things and other avenues and do give back in certain ways, or do whatever. Again, like, also enjoying the fruits of your labor and anything that comes with it, all the bonuses. I think it's incredible. You should earn from your gifts and earn abundantly. We are here to earn abundantly, right? Now, the second thing is, and this led to, you know, the same gentleman I'm referring to, is if you welcome too much attention, that's exactly what you'll get. And he ended up where, you know, there was a couple of side business deals, didn't go so well, right? You know, and he, I mean, this person really told me a lot of stuff. And, you know, he said, oh, well, you know, there was a couple other business deals that happened. The people weren't as good, but they knew that I could afford it, et cetera. And I was like, yeah, see, you know. And he's like, yeah, no, I get that, you know. And I said, yeah, I'm like, what I've just learned, especially from my own family, and watching my father as a businessman, and watching how he changed from his first run to his second run. And his second run lasted the rest of his life. It was 30 years of rebuilding the family, like the life of the family, after taking a very big fall. And I watched him very closely, him and my mother. And my father would always be like, you know, if you'd ask him questions, he'd be like, we're good. Or like, you know, do you have enough, or do you this? He'd be like, we have enough. Like, he was very, you know, it's not that he wouldn't share, and eventually he did share, you know, but his whole thing was sort of like, you don't need to worry about these things. You just need to worry about, like, the next foot in front of you. And then he was always giving back. He was always taking care of the family. He was always taking care of community. He was always taking care of different initiatives. He was always building businesses. But he built slow the second time, very quietly and very patiently and very process-oriented. And I really admired him for that, because I saw certain people that were around him the previous run that were like, you know, they were a little bit loud, right? So if you welcome too much attention, that's exactly what you'll get. often at times, this is just a perspective shift for you, like, you know, ask yourself, does everyone need to know where you live, what you have, all the things that are going on? This can attract sometimes the wrong attention. People wanting more things from you, wanting your time, wanting, you know, having expectations of you, whatever it might be. When you have to manage the external, it takes away time from the world you're cultivating and creating from within and around you in your kingdom, right? So food for thought. The most powerful message you can deliver is spoken by the way you live your life. Not everybody needs to know all the flashy, the big things that, you know. And another thing too, we've had several conversations on this. You know, the interesting thing is, I do believe you should celebrate your wins and you should share, like, you know, hey, we sold out, or hey, this happened, you know, appreciate you got all these things. I do. I really do. I'm always also careful of, I never would want to represent a life that says this is how you should also want it too. What I want to represent is you thinking about what life you want for you. And that's a very big difference. Because I did a post on this a couple years back where the reason why it's not about showing certain things too is because I would never want you to be like, that's like, I want that same thing. I want you to think about what you want for you. I want to know what, like, I want you to know what resonates for you. I want you to have this own ownership over what you think is, you know, lights you up, and knowing that anything is possible and that you can just go spend time doing it, not needing the approval of the outside world or needing them to validate you at every step of the way to show you that, you know, hey, look, I did it. It doesn't matter. That'll never matter. The external world will never matter compared to what you will achieve internally and from a place of just driving your lane in life and, you know, doing it really well with integrity and ethics and building and being patient and earning abundantly from that. And then, you know, figuring out more ways to expand from there and with God and with your soul, right? That feels good. You know, the world can be very much a crazy playground. That's just like, you know, and, you know, and I'll in future episodes, I'll definitely talk about some of the business experiences that I've had, some of the people that I've had to deal with, you know, and I understand, like, you know, it's, you know, it's like there's a reason why there's that expression, you know, you give an inch and people take a mile. And we need discerning boundaries, and we need, you know, we need grace and no judgment, while at the same time we need, you know, space and the ability to do things our way without, like, everybody in your face. And, you know, so be careful welcoming too much attention is really all I'm saying. The third point, you can tell a lot about others' character based on how they treat you without knowing what you can do for them. That's a really, really big one, right? So it's like, if people don't know what kind of position you're in and they're just like basically just helping you just because they're not expecting anything, that's something that tells you something about their character. But what happens if they do know what you can do for them? Who you know, what you have, how much money, all these things. Suddenly you're almost creating, you can, if you're not careful, it depends. Obviously each experience is its own experience, of course. But it's possible people can have an expectation of what you can do for them if they know too much sometimes. Now, obviously, the deeper the relationship that you have with people and as you grow, that doesn't, you know, and usually, you know, you want to, like attracts like, you want to find your people. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you'll always find people. Sometimes they just find you because you have good energy and you have to know discernment. But the point being is that you can tell a lot about a person's character based on how they treat you without knowing anything else, especially in the beginning. And that's really what I'm talking about. Pay attention to that. You know, my father, I remember he was telling me how he had gone to a couple different car dealerships. This is many, many years ago. I think he was like looking at like a Cadillac or something like that. And, you know, he was still like looking into it. And he had been working out at the house, like working around the house, like, you know, working on like building it. Cause he was always like, he always like to build from scratch. So he had like, I think like some cut up jeans or cut up shorts or something like that. And like a t-shirt or whatever. And, you know, just went into a dealership and they, I guess they treated him like shit or something like that. And he ended up going to a different dealership. And this one guy was like so unbelievably nice to him. Didn't matter what he looked like, you know, like how he's dressed. And I remember afterwards, my father telling me, he's like, remember this, son. He's like, never, ever, ever judge anybody by how they look, ever, period. You don't know what they have, where they come from, who they are, nothing. You pay attention to how they behave, always. And I really appreciated that from him. You know, he's like, that first dealership, he's like, they didn't know. He's like, if I wanted to, I could have paid cash, you know. He's like, not saying that I'm buying, I'm just that, but he's like, notice how the second guy treated me. He's like, I just wanted to look at the car, but like, notice how the second guy treated me, you know? And I was like, yeah, you know, and he said, he treated me with respect and honesty and all these things. It didn't matter. He's like, never, ever judge people ever. And, you know, I love that he did those. It was like, the man gave me the most random, but insightful, like one-liners and two-liners, you know, here and there throughout life. But that one always stuck out, and I always appreciated that. And it's also why what helped me be able to go into any kind of environment without judgment. And I've been around all kinds of different environments. And it's been interesting too, because throughout me growing up, I've been in a lot of random different environments, whether it was for work or for like, you know, just personal, it was random, you know. And I, you know, and that also was around a lot of random people and all kinds of walks of life. And there's been some walks of life that were like, man, you know, where one or two people have said like, thanks for not judging, like literally out loud. They're like, you're cool. Like, if you ever need anything, I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, I know what you do. It's all, you know, but meaning just that it served me well that it's because I always treated every person in that moment as that interaction between us. Right. Like in that moment, it's like we're just having an interaction, human to human, soul to soul. How do you just treat that person right there in that moment? And I found that that'll carry you a long way. Right. So pay attention to the way people behave, especially if they don't know what you can do for them. Right. That's a great key. That's why I like living a quiet life and, you know, not necessarily like saying everything. You have to really learn about the behavior of somebody in just the general setting. And the final point that I wanted to bring up was the wealthiest people, you know, aren't showing you everything they have. I'll tell you a really great story about this one, too. I remember I was at a restaurant that overlooked the city. This is here in Arizona, a restaurant that overlooked the city. And, you know, really cool. It was brand new. This is probably about 10 plus years ago, 12, 13 years ago, something like that. Overlooking the city, brand new. It was beautiful. People were outside, you know, it's kind of like a cool night. It was really interesting. And I was always kind of one of those people like to sit somewhere and just kind of relax, like, I don't know, even in social settings. Anyways, you see, like, you got a lot of people kind of playing the whole, you know, who's who game, everybody looking around. And over in the corner, I see there's this guy sitting there, like, completely unassuming, dressed down, nothing fancy, like, had, like, kind of like a polo cap on, you know, polo, like, dad hat on. And just chilling there, looking around at everybody. And I'm thinking, this guy owns the place. It's like, I had a bet with one of my buddies. I was like, $100 is that's the owner right there. And he's like, nah. And I was like, I'm telling you, I think that's the owner. And sometime later, something happened. And I ended up sitting near that area where he was at. And he's like, enjoying the evening? I was like, I am, you know, just relaxing. And he's like, that's good. And we were talking for a minute. And then... I forget how it came out. This is a while ago, but I said something like, you know, how do you like this place? And he's like, well, I really, you know, like it a lot. It's mine. You know, eventually he said it, you know, after like a conversation, and I was like, oh, it's yours. He's like, yeah. He's like, so I'm glad to hear that you're having a good time. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's incredible. He's like, yeah, I like seeing people enjoy something that I created and just, you know, watching people, you know, come to life, you know, in something that I'm passionate about. And I was like, huh. Very unassuming. You would, and it wasn't, he was, this is like 5, 6, 7 minutes in where he finally said something. He's like, you know, I'm glad you're enjoying it, you know. So and the point of that story is he wasn't like, and I get it, some, not everybody's the same, and some people want to glad hand everybody, and I get that too, because they just want to make sure that everybody is having a good time at their establishment, at their place, all those things. Because I don't want to take away from that, especially any of you promoters out there, or like, you know, PR or anything, where I get it, it's a very public facing job. I totally understand that, and I don't ever want to downplay that part. What I liked though about this individual, and I ended up finding out he owned actually a lot of restaurants, was just the unassuming part, where he didn't need a lot of attention to feel good about what he created. And he also wasn't worried. He was more in observation. And I just really liked that, you know? And here's the thing. His observation was more so, how could he even make it even better anyway? So he is, in a way, kind of glad-handing without doing that, right? He's, instead of talking to all the people, he's watching how people are interacting and taking notes. He had like a little pad with him. So I just, you know, and I found that there were several people that I have met over the years who offered business advice or mentorship, or just where you don't always know what they have until you kind of end up learning sort of what they have. And even then, that's not really what they're talking about. And they're always, they seem so calm and patient and like, hey, do you need anything? You know, I can make a phone call for you if you want. Like, they're just, they want to help, but they want to help people who are also like genuinely wanting to do the work in their life too. So the most powerful message you can deliver is spoken by the way you live your life. And I urge you to think about how, like, we're always in the pursuit of our highest and best self, right? I say that in the description of the podcast. We're always in the pursuit of our character development, of our soul's path, of, you know, learning to give to the world what we want to see more of, to behave like the very principles and the morals and the values that we believe in or that we're constantly establishing for ourselves. We cannot automatically expect it in anybody, but we have to certainly behave like it, be discerning enough to know who is and isn't acting that way, not judging the ones that aren't, but hopefully giving them a new way to move based on our own actions, leading by example, right? The most powerful message that you can deliver is spoken by the way you live your life, not needing the approval of the outside world, or not needing, you know, to convince the world to act in a certain way or to see your point of view or to do anything other than you show up better and better and better and better and better every single day. That will tell the world who you are, what you believe in, and what you're hoping from others. It doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean you won't make mistakes. It doesn't mean you won't fail. It doesn't mean you won't have issues that you'll have to deal with too. None of us are perfect. We are all figuring it out, certainly, you know, and that's it. That's what we're usually trying to figure out, you know, in all of our own personal lives while we're growing. So have a lot of grace with yourself too. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. The most powerful message that you can deliver is spoken by the way you live your life. Please check out the show notes. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Please check out the apparel. I love you guys. Some new stuff is coming soon, as well as there's a lot of requests for the Now Bigger in a t-shirt that's coming out. I'm actually working on a new style hoodie that's a little bit different. I'm really happy about that. Working on some new hats, working on some new projects, working on some collaborations. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. I'm going to start sharing that more as well too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As I always say. And then until next episode, I'm out. All right. That's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.